Oh yeah, pick up the pieces, which is what this country needs to start doing. This is a massive movement for change, because we didn't get it. And we kind of did, electorally, right? But then, you know, isn't it sad that just one or two or even several hundred, even a few thousand people decide everything, right? Guess what? They're not deciding in your favor. If you're not in the club, you know. But the police departments, I mean, and the policies and the people that they hire. And so I want to talk about what defund the police means for people that want to just run around back in the blue, even though they're the ones that attacked them at the Capitol kind of crowd. You know, maybe this is more for you so that you understand, you know, the terminology that the Republicans use against you to go vote for them against your own best interest, like, you know, all your animals and water being polluted, but you're still going to go out and hunt and eat that stuff. Those kind of things. And it's just, okay, what it is to demilitarize our police departments. They don't need weapons of war. But then again, you guys are, you know, arguing that since it's okay for average lunatic citizens to have and use them against other people, and don't seem to understand that part of it either. But let's just get back to what defund the police means. Okay, demilitarize, de-escalate, decompress, and then use a lot of those resources in the community on social programs that would prevent police from even having any kind of conflict with citizens, right? But no, you guys think, you know, you don't understand poverty and you have no empathy. All you do is elevate yourself over people that suffer horrific events in their life. And what do you, you know, what you feel justified by saying, oh, kids shouldn't have been outside that time of night. You know, well, I hope it doesn't happen to any of your children or grandchildren, because we used to play flashlight tag in the yard and you can't do that till it's dark. But everybody's guilty, right? If they're, you know, if they're not white. And if they are white, they're given the benefit of the doubt. They aren't. That video of the dude taken off with the cop and the truck rolled up in the window from yesterday, and they had an assault rifle on the guy, and no? Just let him go, huh? I don't even know what happened to the officer, you know, if he, you know, somehow got out of there when the guy slowed down, because he was driving probably 50 miles an hour. There were people filming it, just freaking out on it. And I guess nobody freaks out that the white guy, we're not asking him to be killed, right? But, you know, I thought that lethal force by, you know, the police who are here to protect all of us under the law, right, would use that only in extreme cases of, you know, someone that's using a weapon or something to kill somebody else. You know, that's, and you guys talk about the good guys stopping the bad guys. Hell, most of the cops, you know, that are guilty right now, they're the bad guys, okay? I guess you didn't realize that because you've had white privilege your whole life or something. But I'm always afraid of cops, you know, because of the way I am and the way I talk. And you know, I meet some pretty conservative cops and I know right away it's just all business with them. And then I've met a lot of really, you know, family-oriented, progressive-minded police officers that, you know, don't mind hanging out with me at the Capitol, for crying out loud, you know, right?
Don't you think it's one of those things, Pizza Box, too, that, like, so many things, like, we can talk about it and different laws can change, but it has to be dealt with from the inside. You just mentioned, like, this the issue with all things, right, whether you're afraid of, whether you think negatively, I'm not going to say, but think negatively about someone because of the color of their skin, or you think negatively about police officers because of all this stuff, is you're seeing a small segment, the worst of it, and you're generalizing, right? So a lot of people that are within a group want to improve the situation about that group, but they don't have the power to. So isn't it the structure, the infrastructure for a police and the empowerment of other cops that don't that see that behavior and aren't okay with it and want to do something about it, giving them the tools to do something about it and empowering them to do that. Isn't that the key to fixing it?
Well, it would be, except that, you know, the system doesn't, you know, the people that we have representing us in government, look at the pie charts. I mean, look at, you know, how many of the legislators are white men, and then what their actual population is in the whole crowd, right? It's very disproportionate, okay? And then you watch what Republicans were willing to do. You know, throw away $70 million in food share that wouldn't come out of the state's pockets. It actually came out of our pockets before, and now we're going to get some of it back, right? And they were okay with not having that. But then, you know, this is after that sick moment that, you know, Voss made sure $1.6 billion in federal money couldn't be used to you know, cover an additional 80,000 uncovered people and lower the cost, basically. And that's why, you know, that program was funded that way. But the Republicans will have you think that, you know, you're throwing money away by actually representing the people that you pretend to stand up for, right? And we all pay for their benefits. Why? I don't understand why you would vote for any legislator that plays the middle right, okay, at this point. Because it's not beneficial to anybody. It's beneficial to a handful of people, and maybe you, you know, as a person of good income, you know, benefit from it, so you're not going to stand up against it, right? But obviously we can't get it done with the legislative body that we have, so we have to take that huge body votes for these legislative bodies to stand up and make the change happen, right? And I've been saying it for a long time. I mean, you can't just vote our way through this, and you can't just sit back and say, well, I'm not part of the problem. Because if you're sitting back, you are part of the problem at this point. There's no way to change this without people that are, you know, comfortable with where they are and don't think that they need to stick their necks out. Well, you're next, man. You know, history repeats itself, and we're about to, you know, repeat a time of fascism and, you know, this Cold War stuff going on all around the world. It's like, you know, I remember that as a, coming out of that period as a, and it took a Republican to start it, you know, Dwight D. Eisenhower, who really didn't appreciate war after being a general. He understood that. But again, people wait till after the fact to stand up. It's like these corporations that, you know, decided not to play baseball, you know, all-star game in Georgia. It would have been better if you said, we're not going to, you know, do anything in your state if you pass this bill before they passed it, because we all knew it was happening. It's happening in other states. We do see some people stand up against it, but again, it's got to be a more assertive, you know, much more aggressive. It's not about violence, people. I'm not a violent person. And even when I get booted, it's, you know, because I hurt somebody's feelings that apparently is okay with some of the violence against people that aren't white. And that's what it amounts to. Why else would I be upset over something like that? But, I mean, I used to get a knot in my stomach every time, you know, I can't remember how old I was when it started to bother me, when I heard, you know, racial slurs and stuff, but it was pretty early, you know, like maybe third grade or, you know, maybe even second grade. I don't know, but it's innate. That's why I didn't, you know, I was fortunate to have that network at home of a mom and dad that loved everybody in the world, right? You know, and I thought that was, you know, there's so many people claim to be religious, and yet they don't love the world, man. And you can't be racist unless you hate people. So deal with it. It means you hate people. And for the Republicans to always accuse people of being hateful because they push back against hatred like I do. And yeah, you're right. Sometimes I cross the line when I'm angry and I say a name that's insulting to you, or, but the stuff I see other people get away with is just, it kind of blows me away, actually. It's not even funny. But hey, I'm okay with a month off. You know, we got radio, right?
Yeah. Well, I think what you're talking about, too, is it gets to the point, it's so ridiculous and so hypocritical by them.
How do you work with that?
You can't.
Exactly.
And that's why, you know, all these people that are saying, well, they want people to work together. It's like, no. There's, in some cases, there's right and there's wrong. And if it's just wrong all the time, you can't work with that.
Kind of got to go the other way, away from it. And so here's where it's at. I mean, you know, you've got your right-wing crazies, right? The kooks that are, you know, planning to start their own little racist club within the Congress. Because there's what? The opposite is the progressives that allow everybody and want equality and stuff. I mean, I'm not going to work with these clowns, but I got like 10 years under my belt of watching Republicans in Wisconsin. I don't know what other people don't notice. You know, I know what's going on in Minnesota. I mean, I pay attention to the world, and there's a lot of horrible stuff going on right now. A lot of injustice. Most of it gets swept under the rug because there's somebody profiting off it. All these wars and all this gun manufacturing and defund the police, man. I'm all for it. Defund the military. We're going to have to tear this down, man, and start over. We'll be back in a minute.